Hello, Chambra. Oh, yes. And welcome to the Crimson Circle, live from Cold Creek Canyon, Colorado. And, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, last month, because of highway closure, Highway 72 was closed. And actually, it was requested that, you know, people really not come for their own safety. And I did come along with Billy and the staff. And part of the reason that I did is because I have some compulsive issues. And can't believe that, I know. And at the same time, it really had been, I guess, over 13 years since I first started coming and hadn't missed one and didn't want to miss one yet. So I just, you know, it was a lovely day, so I came. And let maybe have the camera, can we show the audience just to get a picture here? So we have a smaller crowd than normal, but you can see, and they're not nearly as good looking as the guests we had last month. No, actually they're 1,000 times better. I know, really. These are the, and of course you guys were here anyway, even, you know, as Adamus talked about, even though you didn't make the journey, you were here. In essence and in spirit. Edith, you were right there, honey. You were. So it is a delight to be here. Highway 72 is still closed and should be opening really within a few weeks. And I think when it's open, you know, this place will be an energetic beehive of love and consciousness. So, you know, that's an exciting thing also. And of course, you know, politics have been in the news, the weather and everything else. An interesting thing that happened, though, with all the political wrangling that was going on in Washington about the budget and all those issues, a new energy resolution was that because of that, Colorado got $400 million and not $100 million to improve the roads. Now, go figure.
Yay.
Yeah. And we didn't even carry a placard or a banner or signed a petition to do that. And it just happened by itself. And that's part of the new energy that we're all creating and allowing. So let's take a breath with that, that new energy breath. In fact, let me invite Chambra from all over the world who are joining us in this now moment to do some conscious breathing together. And let's take that conscious breath that says, yes, I choose to be here now. In this now moment, in our point of presence, fully in our body, and to breathe that breath. And to breathe in all of who we really are. And to feel the breath. And in the safe space that we create by choosing, we can allow all of our energies to seek balance and resolution. And then to expand. So let's do that. Let's let our energies and our consciousness expand beyond this reality by choosing and allowing. Thank you. So, here we are, the Discovery Series, Shoud 3. Wow, we've waited a long time, huh? And for me, you know, here we are from the Order of the Ark, Plan 33. Coming to Earth was Plan 33 that we did, which is also the Christ number. And then we journeyed together in Atlantis. And from there, Chambre came forward and were the times of Yeshua, where we planted that Christ seed. And now, in this new era, if we choose to be that embodiment, so let's take a breath with that if we so choose. And, you know, part of this, for me, you know, part of this new energy is also all this change that's happening, not only politically, but all over the world. And the things that no longer work, guess what? They're changing really fast. And Jeff and Linda are really facilitating that. And actually, it was mentioned, they just came back from Medellin, Colombia. And just a couple weeks before arriving, a large building, large building, catty corner from their hotel collapsed. And it was a building that was really unsafe, but it collapsed just before, 2 weeks before they're getting there. Like I said, 2 hours. Like I wanted to say 2 hours. At least I had the two, right? Hey. Yeah, no, that's all right. No, it's got it. If it's 2 hours, it's 2 hours. But here they are. Welcome back.
Hours, weeks, years, yeah. Lifetime. Oh, wow, we got some people this time. That was so strange last month, particularly during the channel. But it was
everything. Everything about October was strange. Everything.
Everything. But it was just so strange standing up here after being used to, you know, all the chairs being full. And there was nobody. Well, I mean, there's four people and the staff. But it was just, it was sad. I missed you guys. It was really sad.
I got to say this, though. Yeah. Jeff and I viewed it just, I mean, if we saw the same thing, but we viewed it different. The
kinda,
minute,
that's like life, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
It was so interesting to me because you weren't technically, physically present, I actually felt everyone more, and I felt more than ever. So it was very interesting that it distracted me from what I'm used to, and it allowed me to really feel, really truly feel everyone here, everyone tuning in, and I could feel you focusing in, going, we really could.
But to me, it was a big empty room, and it's like, where is everybody? And it was really strange when Adamus opened my eyes when the channel started, because I'm so used to opening my eyes and not really wanting to, but he kind of does this thing. He stands up, and then my eyes open, and I'm used to looking at a combination of smiles, frowns, people sleeping, people looking like they're going to get sick. There wasn't any of that. Yeah. People talking with each other. But it was just, it was sad. So I missed you guys. But here we are once again.
And welcome for the drive up today, because you had to go the scenic route. I just took it yesterday and it made me insane. But it's really beautiful because you have to come the back way. And it's quite a lovely drive if you're prepared to invest that much time in your drive. Was it a beautiful drive up? Yeah.
Yeah, just wait till you go down. It'll be dark and cold and windy. You won't see anything. It's going to take forever.
But it's a miracle. I mean, they were talking at one point that they at best maybe could open it up. It was months and months out, and they have done such an amazing job of under-promising but over-performing. And they literally might have the dang thing. 5 miles of it was wiped out.
Fine.
And they literally, gone. I mean, like, there's no even hint that there was a road there. And they really, it's a big chance they're going to have it open even next week.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's stunning. Is that amazing?
My fingers crossed. Yeah, for everybody who lives up here, it's been bit of an ordeal when you go to town. You have to really plan it out. It's a full day now to go to town, do your shopping, and come back. But anyway, beautiful day here in Colorado. The photo on the screen was actually shot by our own Dave Crash Schummel.
Nice.
This
day.
Was the harvest moon, the recent harvest moon, wasn't it? Yeah. Hunter's moon. That's it.
Hunter's moon. Hi, Hunter. That's your moon? Hi.
So anyway, we want to thank the people who are here today.
Yes.
We know it took a little bit of a drive. You had to go kind of around the block and then some. And we also have some people from out of state.
Yes,
yeah.
We do. People from outside of Colorado that ventured in. Mary Ann is not here yet, but Rebecca Joy from Tempe, Arizona is here.
Hi, Rebecca.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Isn't Coal Creek lovely? I mean, it just kind of like a charm to it. Yeah, yeah.
No wonder you guys are coming up.
Yeah. Live here, yeah. So, that's it, huh? Boy, that was short.
Yeah, easy. Keep it simple. Life is good.
Oh, as we just talked about, we had the floods here back in September 11th, as a matter of fact, when the floods
literally
hit this whole region from Colorado Springs up through Fort Collins. So about, gosh, at least 100-mile stretch. But it seemed
rumor
like...
Rumor has it that it was a cleansing before Susie's birthday.
Yes, yes. So it was pretty major. Coal Creek Canyon and Boulder seemed to be kind of the epicenter of the whole thing. I mean, we seemed to get slammed the hardest. Our road is actually the last that's going to be open of all of them. But
do we deserve that?
Yeah, you know, it's we lived through it. Of course, you and I were out of the country most of the time. But
well, it was interesting to watch it long distance like that. And I will say that generally up here, the bizarre thing is the threat is fire. And I have to say, of all the things I have to survive, I'm a little more willing to work with what happens with water versus fire. So
unless that happens to be your front yard and the photo there. Then,
but it's not.
It's not.
But yeah. It's not. And my front yard doesn't look like that because Mr. Walnuts here, how bizarre is it that I live with a man that couldn't get off his tractor because he was building walls for almost 2 months? It was like living by myself. And I did check, oh, yeah, he's still on the tractor. Things are working.
It was a Noah premonition. And
it was. You know, it was like Noah. It was literally like Noah building an ark. Yeah. He was building walls.
Yeah, and it helped save the house.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
time. Yeah.
Yeah, boom. See, now you know. So the moral is never question what I do. It's very simple.
Oh, you know
okay,
what?
Okay, what's he doing? It's all
not
right.
Out loud.
Not out loud, right. Anyway, well, let's get into it. We had the Discovery Series last month. I think it was our Discovery Series number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a brief video recap, which always helps me remember what we did last month.
Well, so it just brings it back into the now moment.
Yes, and Mary Ann is here now, so we want to welcome
Hi,
you.
Hi, Mary Ann. Glad you could join
Glad
us.
Glad you're here. You know, you guys are putting out enough energy for the whole room, it seems. You know, it's like there's 80 or 100 people in here.
Jeff, everyone is here.
And they're so happy.
Everyone's here, near and far. They're all here.
Norman Garrett. They're online. Hi, Norman. Hi, Norman Garrett. But you know, they're not here.
Norma and Garrett are taking care, and they'll be here again soon, but they had to take care.
Just,
and
I mean,
you can send love and blessings to Norma and Garrett, particularly to Garrett.
I'm like David, a little bit compulsive, and it's like compulsive just to see everybody.
No more caffeine.
Okay. So let's take a look at the video from last month. It was Discovery Series number 2. Here we go. Choose awakening, but you allow enlightenment. In a way, you chose your awakening, whether you were highly conscious of it or not. But you chose it after lifetimes of studying religion, spirituality. You chose it when you were saying that you're tired of being here, that you can't stand it anymore. That something has to give. That's how you chose it. There's something driving force within you that said, no, I want more. No, I want to get out of this illusion, you said. Illusion. Not quite the right word, and we're going to talk about that. I want to get out of this state of being because you knew, you know, that there's so much more, so much more. Awakening has a way of going in and showing you everything that was imbalanced within you. But living within a limited state of reality will cause imbalance. That would be the next one. This imbalance will literally go into every part in your awakening and expose it to you and put it in your face. And again, you're not consciously choosing to have this all thrown at you. As a matter of fact, often you're trying to run from it. But it's a type of clearing process. It's its own type of natural disaster, but it's in a way a soul disaster. And I don't mean to smile when I say that, but I can smile because I know you're going to come through it. Now, actually, what causes it to hurt, be painful or difficult, is when you try to resist the very awakening that you've chosen. Because the awakening exposes the imbalance. Whether it's an imbalance of masculine, feminine, light or dark, or any of the other things, it exposes that. So it will turn your life upside down, inside out. And I know many of you have said to yourself at times, I wished I had never chosen this awakening. But you get to a certain point in the awakening, you really can't turn back. You've learned too much. You've been exposed too much to too much. You know too much by now. You get to a point of no return. It's an interesting point because it's a point when you really do kind of go into an abyss, into this the void. And have you noticed the repetitive nature of the void in your whole journey? But you go into this void because you know you can't turn back, but yet there's a fear or an uncertainty of going forward. You want more tools to go forward. You want more guidance to go forward. And there comes a point in awakening where there really are none, or not many anyway, not many on the outside. Because where you're going is where few angels have ever gone before. What advice could they give? What advice could they give? And on top of that, the ascended masters aren't really in the business of giving a lot of advice. Support, compassion, love, encouragement, laughter, and a few tears at times. But they understand that if there is too much advice, if they're telling you how to do it, it's no longer your experience. And it would actually make the enlightenment even more chaotic. It would appear to be more chaotic. So where you're going, few angels have gone. And there are a lot of angels that have, you could say, received training on how to do this, how to work with humans, or training on how to work with humans when they die. Every human, when they die, has access to angelic beings. It's not just your family who's gone on before you, or your dogs or cats or elephants or whatever. But there are angelic beings who are actually there for you. Because it's known what this death process and this rebirth process is like. It's known the difficulties and challenges of living as a human in a limited reality. But very, very few really understand what it's like where you are going now, what it's like in enlightenment. I say that you choose awakening and you allow enlightenment, which is very true, because you get to this certain point. So many of you have experienced the dark night of the soul, going into the void, feeling so into nothing, nothing around you other than yourself. And at a certain point, you simply come into allowing. You realize that there are no tricks to this. There are no secrets to this. There are no plans or programs anymore. There is you. There is you. And it comes down to allowing that, allowing yourself. And as you do, it's also allowing the increased sense of awareness, the increased sense of perception, allowing everything that you've ever experienced, allowing it to come to you in a very, very different way than it ever has before. Allowing yourself to embody yourself, allowing yourself to be present in this reality, and allowing energies to serve you. One of the biggest discussions I have with you these days, allowing energy to serve you, hear the words, but for a large part, you're not really feeling it. You're not allowing it. There's still a resistance to letting the energy serve you. Part of it's the very old and limited consciousness that there's not enough, or you have to work hard to earn it, or that until you get rid of some of your imbalances, your even karmic debts, that you're not going to allow it. But you come to a point where you just allow the energies to serve you. It's a beautiful, beautiful point, because suddenly the struggle isn't there. The fight, the feeling that there's limitation, suddenly you realize that there's an ocean of energy here to serve you. It has no agenda. It doesn't care if you're good or bad or white or black or masculine or feminine. It doesn't care. It's just here to serve you. So you come into allowing the enlightenment. Thank you, Vicky, for the wonderful video. And, you know, I never noticed before that when Adamus channels, my mouth moves first and then the words come out later. That's amazing. Nobody ever told me that. All the time, yeah, even like this. Huh?
You'd be pretty comfortable talking to yourself.
Talking to myself? Oh, you know, actually, it was nice because Adamus, since he didn't have anyone to pick on, he actually kind of sat in the chair last month, which was very,
he
very kinda nice.
He kind of looked like cool dude.
Yeah. So, but he, you know, what was he going to go around and abuse the little stuffed animals?
Nothing would surprise me.
Anyway, let's talk about some of our recent events. And we had an incredible time in Medellin, Colombia. We did mystery school and then also teacher training for Journey of the Angels. I love Colombia. The food. Hang on. Wait till the side.
Wait for the cue, Linda.
The food,
Linda,
the
wait
people,
for the,
passion, the weather, just absolutely amazing. So we were down there for about 2 weeks, had a great mystery school. But as David mentioned, and now as if on cue, as David mentioned, about 2 hours, literally, before we checked into our hotel. It was a nice intercontinental hotel.
2 hours before, that would be exactly the time
when we landed.
The plane was landing. Yeah. It's like, so what does that say?
And this was kind of like kitty corner, about a block away. And the building just, this is...
That's what's left.
That's the side that fell off.
See, that's the, this is the, that's 22
that's
stories.
That's the crumble, 22 stories, just Wow. Pancake.
Oh, yeah.
But,
you know,
the day before, they had actually noticed cracks in the ceiling and the floors, the residents. So they went and talked to the building landlord. And the landlord said, oh, no problem, nothing, you know. But the authorities evacuated. So everybody was out of the building.
Well, and see, that 22 stories was attached to the stories behind it.
Yeah.
So it was really fortunate. They had apparently evacuated all of it. First, the part that fell down. Only the 22-story part.
But it was kind of weird, you know, especially after the flooding in Colorado and earthquakes in Austria and tsunami not too long ago in Kauai. It kind of makes you a little paranoid.
We're supposed to be going to Australia and Sydney's burning, but whatever.
Yeah. But actually, it's the first year we're not going to Sydney. We're going to Brisbane or Byron Bay north. But there are these tremendous fires in Australia, so I'm not paranoid. No. Anyway.
Actually, Colombia is a wonderful place to visit. All of Latin America is. And I just love it because they have so much fun, and they're so expressive, and they try to be nice to tourists. And, like, I really love these funny hats that they wear. And so I got one right away, and I was wearing it and feeling, like, cool, too cool for my skin.
What do you call that? What kind of hat?
I'll tell you. I'm getting to that. So anyways, I thought it was pretty cool, but I noticed, like,
there was
nobody wearing them but tourists. And so finally... I kind of, you know, tapped our host, and I said, Cesa, okay, like, tell me the story about this hat I like so much. And she goes, Oh, it's a great hat. All the farmers wear them.
Anyway, it was a fantastic time. It was a great workshop. Every mystery school is different. Just because they say mystery school, they're never the same. This one was...
The mystery is, what is he going to do?
Yeah, yeah. It was amazing. But then on Saturday night, they organized an event, and the Colombians really know how to party.
They do.
We got on a bus, drove around town for a while, came back to a restaurant that, you know, they rented out a whole section for us, brought in music. And it was one of those moments that you just frozen in my memory. But everybody was out dancing.
Everybody.
The music. And
everyone.
Having good food. And it was just...
And it's hot Latin dancing.
Beautiful. I mean, but it was the epitome of Chambra celebrating and
singing,
enjoying life.
Eating, eating.
No games, no complaining, no...
Everybody nice to everybody.
Life at its best. Well, we actually have a video of the workshop. This was put together by Hernan.
Hernan Baez.
In Argentina, actually, who was there.
Also known as Yo Soy Hernan.
Yo Soy
from
Hernan.
From Argentina.
So, I believe it's, we have this embedded right in here. Ready to go with video? Hunter, if we get those lights. Okay.
escuchar en silencio, para encontrar el camino y para que orar.
Food, if you don't like dancing, if you don't like fun music and singing, if you just don't really want to express in life, don't go there. Really don't go there. It was just...
I think the word I can use best to describe it was just fun.
Vibrant, yeah.
Fun, vibrant. And we thank Carmenza and Cesa for doing such a wonderful job
Carmenza
of organizing.
Carmenza Lopez and Cesa Cuarto. Thank you so much.
A lot of fun.
They did a great job.
We
and
are going to go back.
Norma for translating.
Norma Ojeda. Well, we are going to go back next year, probably this time and about this time of the year, to Ecuador. So, Annie, come on along.
You
get a bus and go down.
You can't keep us away from those Latin celebrations. They really, I mean, the whole friggin' room is dancing and singing. When that song was playing, the whole room, everybody, little people, old people, young people, big people, everybody singing and dancing.
Yeah.
And
it was,
eating.
It was amazing.
And drinking.
Oh, it was great. And warm, too. Ah. Anyway, moving right along to upcoming events.
Okay.
Well, actually, we're taking off later this next week to go to Byron Bay, Australia, our first time there for a three-day act of consciousness. I think we still have four tickets left, so if anybody wants to, you know, come. Kidding. It's a long way. It's a long way.
Yeah.
But it's our first time in Byron Bay. And again,
but, Jeff, there are people listening outside of the room.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So
maybe somebody out there, Byron Bay is closer to you, and you would find it interesting. And it's supposed to be where the Australians go to party. So that sounds like that could be interesting.
Yeah. Sounds great. it is a beach resort, and now it's summer down under.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
And there's
yeah.
some big festival down there where I heard the young people like to go a little...
A little crazy?
Yeah.
Good. Glad we're going to be there.
We should have good pictures.
And then just about a month from now, it's our annual Crimson Circle Christmas party right here at the hall. We're going to have, aren't you excited about that? You know, we were kind of worried about it because we didn't know if Highway 72 would be open by then. They've made a lot of progress, as Linda mentioned, and it's almost a sure thing it'll be open. So we're going to have our annual party immediately after the Shoud, after the webcast. We'll have music and food and drinks. It's BYOB for your alcohol, but otherwise everything is supplied. It'll be a great party, as it is every year. Brian Campbell is going to be doing the music. We'll have karaoke. In case you want to get up there and sing a little bit, and it's
I heard Alon wanted to.
And for gentlemen, it's the annual men's YMCA karaoke.
Can't you come up with something new?
It's a tradition. It's like singing Jingle Bells, but it's YMCA. And we get up there and we do a really good job. Absolutely. Wow.
How about
really
Ain't
good.
No Mountain High Enough?
We could do that one too. Sure, we'll do another one, but you still have to do
YMCA. I heard Jane was going to do karaoke, that she's just tired of Carrie dominating the competition.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I heard Jane and Carrie are going to sing together. Yeah, mm-hmm. Silent Night, mm-hmm. Not.
That's what I heard.
Anyway, so mark your calendars, December 7th, right here at Coal Creek Hall. And, you know, we'll start early.
And Mofo is going to, I heard he's going to get involved.
We'll start early because, you know, we're ending a little earlier now. So we'll start dinner probably by about 5 o'clock and be have music.
Farmer dinner.
Yeah, you know what, call it lunch, if you will. That's the thing, too. In Colombia, they eat so late, like you go to dinner about 9 or 10 at night. I'm sound asleep by then, usually. But took a little while to get used to that. Then on December, yeah, cute, huh? On December 12th, we are going to do a very special dream walk for, what's it called, Your Childhood Magic, It Wasn't Make-Believe. It's going to be right here. We're going to do a video webcast, so a live audience is invited, up to about maybe about 30, 35 people. But it is going to be webcast. It's you know, Adamus is so good at doing the dream walks.
Who should they?
Did you guys listen the other day to the Halloween?
Did you really listen to that? Freaked the hell out of me.
She was scared afterwards. I'm like, what?
And I told myself, okay, Linda, you have to say really present.
What was scary?
You know, all of it. The whole thing. It was like a nightmare.
We just took a boat to hell and came back. What's wrong with
yeah,
that?
A boat to hell and back. That's exactly what it was. I could not close my eyes. It was just like, don't close your eyes.
Anyway, this... It was a safe ship. It was a mothership or something like that. Yeah. And this is on December 12th. It's a Thursday. It'll be at 1 o'clock. But it will be webcast. And whether you attend in person or you sign up and watch online, it actually will be available as a streaming download for 90 days afterward. Not a download, but a streaming video.
Streaming online.
So we found that people really like it with a Dream Walk for Emotional Wounds. They'll go back and listen many, many times. So here you've got 90 days after the event.
Jeff, if they want to be present in the audience, how do they sign up to be present?
I don't know. I haven't figured that one out. We'll figure out the details. But all you need to do is sign up online. It's available now, isn't it, Michelle? You can sign up now. $25.
So how do you know if they're going to be here or not?
I would imagine if they want to be here, they can be here.
We'll send out an email. We'll figure it out. Anyway, you can tune in live. You can come here live. Or if you're not able to tune in live or make it here, you'll be able to access the files for 90 days. So this should be really cool because when Adamus told me about it, he said, you know, so many of us have memories, while many others actually have locked away the memories of the times when we were very young, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, talking to the angels, talking to the nature beings. We had these invisible friends. It was a whole magical world. And he said it wasn't make-believe. We were taught later to either block the memories or to just shake it off as saying, well, it was just a little kid making it up. But where do kids make it up from?
Your parents tell you it's your imagination. It's not real. You're going to buy into that over time. And then you spend the rest of your life trying to forget what your parents told you.
Well, and what he said was that we'll go back in this dream walk to open those doors, to unlock them, and to bring those capabilities back with us to now.
If you have any kind of a little memory of something that you knew was really magical or special when you were little.
Yeah. And then you mentally try to justify it, or you know, you try to block it out. And a lot of people say, I just don't remember that. But I would bet during this dream walk that you get something, you get a remembrance. So it should be pretty profound.
I could fly when I had on this fluorescent lime green dress when I was little.
Why did you have to wear a fluorescent lime green dress?
I don't know, but whenever I had that dress on, I could fly.
Wow.
I know. Wow. I can't find the dress.
Yeah, I know where somebody can talk to about that. A designer, Linda. A fashion specialist. Anyway, so mark your calendars for December 12th for that very special dream walk.
Threshold.
And then, whoa. Doesn't that look ominous?
Like, no.
Wow, I gotta repeat that just because what's next? threshold. What is threshold?
The entrance. The doorway.
You know, Adamus talks about crossing the threshold.
Whoa.
He's not talking about marriage here. He's talking about enlightenment. And he says that we're standing at the doorway or the threshold of enlightenment, but for some reason, we're not taking that step over. And he says, why? Well, there's a lot of reasons, of course, a lot of discussion, but the fact is we're still not doing it. So we are doing a very special workshop in Cancun, Mexico, February 9th through the
15th.
Something or other, 15th. Limited to 24 people at a Club Med. And we are going to explore the threshold. It's going to be very personal. It'll be a combination of some channels and some group discussions. We're going to really get into the why of the threshold, why it's there, and why we're not taking that step over. So if you're looking for something very, very intense, this you might be interested in. We'll start on Monday this coming week with sending out the notices to the Crimson Circle Angels. It'll be open to everyone then by next Thursday. We are limiting it to a small group because it's not just going to be a workshop with Adamus, you know, talking. We're all going to participate in it. So if you're interested in that, watch for your angel notice or watch the website next week. Sounds cool or what?
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. Brazil. Yeah, Brazil, Quantum Allowing in March. It's about half sold out right now, a little bit more than that. So if you're interested in going to Brazil, to Foz do Iguaçu, which are the falls are beautiful. We're going to go there to the falls on a full moon night. It's really cool. So hope you can make it to that. Yes, dear.
And? So, yes, we're going to be there, and we will have Spanish and Portuguese translation. So we can accommodate anyone since the falls area is right on the Argentinian border. It makes it very easy for anyone, whether you speak Brazilian or Spanish, to come and be at the event. And this is a very special event. And once again, the music is big, but I have to say the single biggest feature for this event is probably going to be the swimming pool that's the size of a football field that everybody just lays around on noodles and tubes and integrates in the afternoon. So don't miss it.
Yeah, and Anant Gerhardt will be there with the music. Mm-hmm. And Quantum Allowing is a very, very special experience. It's very intense.
And the beef in South America makes American beef taste ridiculous. Mm. It is so good. I'm not that much of a beef eater, but it's like, don't send me to South America unless you're going to hand me a steak.
Cool.
Oh.
Okay. And then won't spend any time talking about that. Quantum Allowing Kauai sold
out. I think the food
out
today, like, what's that about?
I don't know. So those are the upcoming events.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get into the Awakening Zone. Yeah. We have some good events lined up.
By the way, our really good host in Quantum Allowing, that is Conrado Eustace, where I can never, Mayor, and his
Conrado
mother.
Conrado.
Yes, and his mother.
So what's new in Awakening Zone? Just if you haven't checked out Awakening Zone lately, that thing stopped spinning. Stop, if you haven't checked it out, we now have 37 hosts from all around the world. We have programs in a variety of different languages, English, Dutch, Russian,
Romanian,
South
French,
American, just about everything.
Italiano.
Australian. 37 different hosts. And people you know, like Johnette Crowley and Lee Carroll and Dr. Doug, of course, Christine Day, Norma and Garrett. It's really grown into an amazing, amazing network.
Hilda's a psychologist.
And I'm so proud of it because it's about awakening. And we put the content or the shows out free of charge. Hosts don't pay anything. Listeners don't pay.
Hungarian.
And there's some amazing shows on there that are just fun to tune into.
We have one basic agreement with the host that the one thing that the show has to accomplish is it has to be self-empowering. They can't be doing it for you. It's about empowering each of us.
So for anybody watching in new today, check out the Awakening Zone.
Just say the bit.
Check out the Awakening Zone. No matter what language you speak, we've got a show for you. And some really great stuff. The other night on the Halloween Dream Walk, it was so fun. There was about 2,000 people listening live between Blog Talk Radio and Awakening Zone. And you could just feel the energy in the chat room. Michelle put up some great graphics in the chat
Norwegian.
Room. And it was truly fun. So
there's a rumor that there might be a show on money next year.
Wow, really?
Yeah. A special show, maybe once a month if we're lucky, but almost for sure once a quarter.
Yeah. I think Linda's nudging somebody in the audience
well,
to do the show.
Well, I'm sorry, but I really like to hear somebody with half a brain that can even sort of interpret what in God's name is going on with money. It is so ridiculous.
Good. I'm looking forward to
it. Am I the only one that thinks it's ridiculous? I am the only one. Okay, whatever.
Anyway,
sorry.
A couple of new shows that are coming up starting right away. Janelle Collard, who's done a lot of work with Steve Rother and Lightworker.com, is starting a show on November 7th, just a couple days from now. It's called For the Love of Eve. She's a real professional. She's been in the broadcast business. She's been in the metaphysical arena for a long time. So I'm looking forward to that. And then Diane Dennis starts a show called Reinvent You. I need to listen to that. And that starts, Gene, you gave me a date and I forgot.
November 7th.
It was like November 12th.
It's right on there, Jeff.
I forgot to put it on.
Oh, late November.
Yeah.
Says. Okay, sorry.
It's November 18th, somewhere in November. So anyway, check out Awakening Zone. A lot of great shows.
She seemed to have a lot of great information about how to restart when something doesn't. There's so many times we've had to restart in our lives, and she seems to have a lot of good information.
Should be good. And I think it's both new shows are twice a month.
We'll see.
Yeah. Okay, and in the
Halloween.
Oh, Awakening Zone. Yeah. Also, if you didn't watch the other day or listen the other day to the Halloween Dream Walk, yeah, which just Linda's expression should tell you something. It is available in the archives. It's about 2 hours, which is really surprising. We chatted for about a half hour up front, and then I thought the Dream Walk would be 45 minutes. I was amazed at the end when I opened my eyes and realized it had been an hour and a half Dream Walk. But really good. I love the whole experience. Anyway, it's on Awakening Zone.
Scary!
In the archives.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, well, quickly,
really,
in the Awakening...
Did you listen to it? Well, good for you.
In the Awakening Zone... Good. In the Awakening Zone Academy, these are paid courses or classes you can take, and right now we're running the Dream Walk Releasing Emotional Wounds. This is a rerun. It was so popular before people asked if we'd put it back in. So you can sign up through, I believe it's Monday, the 6th of November, and you can listen through the end of January. So
people found it really valuable. What I heard from the feedback was that many people thought that they said, oh, you know, I listened to it out of curiosity, but then I realized it really helped me release a layer of something. And they said even then that because the way it lays out and the way it walks you through that, guides you through that process, that they listened to it repeatedly because they noticed there was some other nuance, a deeper thing that came up in an expanded way that it continued to help them, to assist them in doing exactly what it says, healing, yeah. Releasing.
So if you sign up now, you can listen to it anytime. Through the end of January.
Right.
So that's a good one.
It is
like
a
that
very
one.
Nice one. It's
like
not so scary.
One. Yeah. So I guess now it's time for Schomburg News. Just a couple of quick things.
Ooh.
Yeah, to mention. Always something new in Schomburgland. All right. Just a quick reminder, we have an amazing Chambra magazine. It comes out about the end of the month prior. We just came out with the November issue recently. I do want to thank Gene Tinder for coordinating the whole thing and Mark Ritter for all the graphics. It's really, if you get a chance to read it, there's great articles. Beautiful design. We always have an amazing cover. This cover actually happens to be a photo taken by Juan down in Colombia, 21-year-old art student. He was showing us, like, on his iPhone one night some of his pictures. He did everything.
At the party.
Party. And so we said, oh, we've got to use that for a cover. And then by the next day, we were sending it off to Mark to incorporate. But I thought it was great. So Juan's very talented.
He totally created that photo, and he did all the styling on the girl and the whole nine yards and was the photographer.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know how everyone's in a great, great while. Adamus will talk about his 100,000 year in the crystal story. Not very often. Maybe you haven't heard it before. But
only every other time.
Yeah. And actually, it was funny, is one of the graphics in here, I think to tie into my article, Mark actually created a very interesting graphic. And this shows Adamus captured in the crystal. I don't know if you can really see it on here, but you can see it how he's in it. I thought that was great. Adamus liked it. But he said he was more handsome than that. of course. Anyway, what else? Wound of Isis. We have taken the Tobias Wound of Isis series. They used to all be separate downloads, products, and now we put them all together in a complete series, the Wound of Isis, kind of repackaged. Really good. Particularly if you've taken the SES, Sexual Energy School, the Wound of Isis is really good because it kind of talks about how the virus really came to be.
And I would say in these energies, now more than ever, if you haven't taken SES, do consider signing up. You might be shocked at how much it could support you in your journey right now.
Good.
And
that's it, right? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Right on time. A very special thanks to all those who make it possible, including the Crimson Circle Angels, the web host, the translators, the advanced studies teachers. You know, it's really an international and amazing community. Everywhere we go, I'm always amazed by the people that are doing all this work, the Awakening Zone hosts, everybody. And, of course, to the Crimson Circle staff and the volunteers who come in and set up, like this morning, here so early and just getting everything set up, getting the food ready and the hall ready, and then they do the tear down, the breakdown, all the equipment and everything else. So a great big hand to the crew that comes in every month. Can you smell the food?
Yes, I can smell the pizza in the oven.
Yeah.
And I will say one more time that this goes so smooth and graceful because of the incredible help that we have. It doesn't happen by accident. It happens because of all the things that you all that you contribute.
So we're going to take a 29-minute break and be back here for Adamus. There's plenty of food. It's a beautiful day outside, so enjoy. We'll see you back here at 2:30 our time.